tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this magnificent Monday, July 27, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, we partied on Saturday. Many of you missed it. It was a phenomenal event at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. I want to thank John and Craig Pastor, Rob Cordes, all the workers, the security team, volunteers. It was a fantastic event. You guys missed it. The reason I say you missed it is because ticket sales did not go as well as expected. A lot of people had other things going, family vacations, all kinds of things happening, conflicts, where they texted us and said, man, wish we could be there. Dar Olson made it down. Fantastic event. Scott Page of Pink Floyd, Supertramp, put on a fantastic concert. They were the warm-up band for Ted Nugent. And I got to tell you, Ted was feeling the energy. He got the crowd roaring. He got everybody up on their feet. He just hit it out of the park. His national anthem on the electric guitar was, again, phenomenal, and his songs were just dead on. I loved the tribute to Fred Bear. The Bear Bow pictures Ted in his younger days with Fred, just great montage of pictures. And then the end of the night, he ended it with Cat Scratch Fever. The crowd went nuts. Fireworks afterward, great event. Perry Johnson came, gave a great speech, very well received, a lot of applause lines. John James came on later, right before Ted Nugent, and I gotta tell you, it wasn't that well received, even though Ted mentioned him to be the next governor. Ted actually got booed a little. So, very interesting event. Great for the folks that turned out. You guys that missed it, you missed a phenomenal event. The event was a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. Obviously, they didn't get as much money as they were hoping for because simply people didn't come. And it was a shame. Turned out to be perfect weather, warm, sunny, blue skies turned into overcast, somewhat cloudy. Ted mentioned it felt like an October deer hunting day, but it protected us from the sun, cooled down to about 75, 76 degrees, nice breeze off the hill, off the mountain. It was a fantastic event. So next time there's another event there, we'll let you know about it ahead of time. You guys need to go and check out this venue. It's going to be a fantastic place. Looking forward to 4th of July there next year and potentially another Republican event heading into 2028. So we're excited. Got a great show lined up for you. Lots of news stories, big breaking news in the endorsement side of things. Governor Gretchen Whitmer came out on Friday, formally endorsed Haley Stevens to be the Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers, snubbing Abdul El Sayed. Campaign finance numbers, we got all kinds of stuff. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. I've got a double play lined up for you. One story feeding into the other story. And it's kind of interesting the way this all lined up on the news research I was doing this morning. First story headlines, and I'm not going to get into the articles, the information. Jocelyn Benson, sitting on twice as much money as the John James campaign. She's got 2-1. 2-1, Benson, more than twice the money John James campaign has. The next story, Perry Johnson bankrolls all of his $30 million campaign so far, except for $125. Well, actually, this kind of could be almost a triple play if I add the next story. 18,953 absentee ballots have been spoiled as of Friday's deadline, this past Friday, July 24th at 5 o'clock. Question is, will they make a difference? Well, let's start in reverse chronological order. No outs. Guys on first and second. Ground ball goes to the third baseman, who's standing literally right next to the bag. 18,953 absentee ballots have been spoiled for the primaries. Why would anybody spoil their ballot as of Friday, deadline, 5 o'clock, before the story even came out, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer endorsed Haley Stevens over the Muslim Abdul El-Sayed? That's number one. Well, the answer to that question is because Mike Cox dropped out of the race a couple of weeks ago. So as a result, anybody that voted for Mike Cox, I'm willing to bet 99% of these 18,953 absentee ballots that have been spoiled were spoiled because Mike Cox dropped out and these people voted for him. Now it's a two-man race between Perry Johnson and John James. So as a result, they wanted to spoil their ballot and revote. That's number one. Number two, 18,953 vote change from Mike Cox to probably most likely Perry Johnson, and I'm going to tell you why. Mike Cox was attacking John James while he was campaigning, especially towards the end of his campaign. He was hitting him as being a politician, a legislator, who was basically tying to things that were not good in the state of Michigan. If you voted for Mike Cox, I'm going to say probably 80%, maybe even 90% of those Mike Cox votes went to Perry Johnson. Well, then you look at the money, because Mike Cox was self-funding his campaign, basically. He was taking donations. If you went to Mike Cox's campaign website, you did see that he had a donate button. But if you go to Perry Johnson's campaign website, perryjohnson.com, there isn't a donation button. Perry Johnson has bankrolled all $30 million of his campaign so far, except for $125. Well, let's bring up this story first before we go into the triple play. Third baseman, the third story, spoiled 18,953 absentee ballots, probably going to Perry Johnson. We got the out at third. Third baseman's throwing the ball down to the second baseman. Here's the story. Republican gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson has personally donated all but $125 to his $30 million campaign so far, according to a state filing that was released Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Perry Johnson has made a personal fortune directing companies on how they can improve their operations and only received two campaign contributions that he reported on his report. $100 came from a retired gentleman from Romeo, Michigan, Douglas Eisler. And $25 came from the son, or the daughter, excuse me, of State Representative Matt Maddock and former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michon Maddock, came from their daughter, Parker. Cute girl. I met her at one of Perry's events. She donated $25. God bless her. Well, back the bus up about 8 days ago, campaign finance report, July 29th, said Johnson's campaign reported spending $29 million as of that date, July 19th. But Ad Impact, this past Friday, a week later, basically after the deadline, showed that Johnson is actually up to $32.5 million for paid media as of Friday afternoon. Strategic National, the political consulting company owned by John Yab, is listed as having collected $1.85 million in consulting fees so far during the campaign. That's because most consultants get paid a percentage of the ad buys that they coordinate. For example, you're hearing Perry Johnson's commercials on our show and on our station because John Yab personally placed those ads with my show and with the station, along with many others, TV ads, other radio stations, ad buys everywhere. Well, he gets paid a commission, a fee. The time he spends producing the commercials, the time they spend coordinating strategically where the ads are to run, basically is the justification for his money. He's earned it. Well, basically, Jocelyn Benson reported of having raised so far $10.7 million. She spent $4.3 million. Perry Johnson so far spending $32.5 million. She's only spent basically $4.3 million. Benson has $6.4 million cash on hand. So that's the out at second base. Now the second baseman's throwing the ball to first base. And this leads right into the final out of the triple play. Benson is sitting on twice as much money as John James. Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner Jocelyn Benson, having raised just this year, she raised money last year, but this year, 2026, $5 million. $2.4 million more than Republican John James. But the real disparity is the cash on hand. Cash on hand, basically double the amount of money because John James has been spending money on his campaign. James sitting only on $1.1 million. Benson, $2.3 million. Benson's campaign manager, Nikki Goldstein, I'm going to call her my first baseman in this triple play, said the numbers are very clear. Jocelyn Benson has the money and is ready to win this race. while Republicans have spent months burning through millions of dollars trying to prove who is the most loyal to Donald Trump, we've been building up the necessary campaign infrastructure and financing to ensure we have the resources to win in November. John James, the batter who grounded into this triple play, you're out, dude. You just hit into a ground ball that has around the horn created this triple play, and you're out. Your team is out. Who's the team? Well, I'm going to say the runner at second, heading to third, was U.S. Senator candidate Mike Rogers. Because of the coattails of the governor's office race, Mike Rogers loses to Haley Stevens in November. The guy from first running the second is the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. You know why he's out? Because he endorsed Rogers again for U.S. Senate. Number two, the biggest reason, he endorsed John James. So you're out, Mr. President, again. Now you will be 0 for 16, maybe 0 for 17 by other endorsements you've made. Your candidates can't win in November. In November, the president of the United States in Michigan right now is 0 for 15. The candidates he endorsed before the August 4th primaries, so far in his political career in Michigan, the president of the United States is 0 for 15. Remember, he came out and endorsed Tudor Dixon just a few days before the August primary back in 22. Whitmer beat her by 10 points. Benson will beat John James by more than 10 points. It may be exactly the same numbers, 55 to 45. Why? Because she's got double the money John James has. Because the people that are going to be voting for Perry Johnson on August 4th, they may not vote at all, because they don't want John James to be governor, and Mike Rogers, therefore, is going to lose again, just like he did to Elisa Slotkin. They don't connect the dots on all three of these outs on this triple play. They don't mention that Perry Johnson is prepared to spend up to $150 million to absolutely bury Jocelyn Benson on November 3rd. They don't talk about that. Perry Johnson told me that personally. After I interviewed him on March 5th, 12 noon, he called me. Thanks for having me on, Trucker. Appreciate the time. Off the record, Perry, how much are you going to spend in the primary? $50 million. Okay. And on the record, Trucker, I'm going to spend three times that to defeat Benson in November. They don't mention that part of this on this triple play. I just thought you'd want to know the entire story. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.